This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Just because you love something doesn't mean you're good at it. But Alex Gold and betting on sports?
Pretty good.
It's time for Golden Locks.
All right, I'm not going to do our circa picks, which is where we're trying to go 0-5 this week.
Oh, these are actual winners.
Yes. Now, we can keep an eye on them and see if we should have gone with these or not. But remember, in our Circa Millions contest, we want to go 0-5. So that we finish last place for the quarter and win 25K. And we are going to submit those picks later on. But let me tell you, picks that I actually like for this week. Let's start with Jacksonville, +3.5. I like them to cover against Drew's Cincinnati Bengals.
You learned your lesson after week one, huh?
Well, it's not even a reaction to that as much as I actually thought Trevor Lawrence and Jacksonville with Liam Cohen looked pretty decent. Now, they weren't playing the best opponent in the world, but neither were the Cincinnati Bengals. They were playing 42-year-old Joe Flacco and struggled on offense. Now, the Jags defense, I think, is going to certainly give up far more than what we saw Cleveland give up. To me, this is going to be a pretty high-scoring game, and I'm getting 3.5 points. I like Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence, Brian Thomas and company, and ETN. That's my big switch on the Jags is ETN looked good. After last year struggling, getting injured multiple times and never staying healthy, I actually like the opportunity there for Jacksonville to cover and keep an eye on a potential upset. This is not just me saying it because we go back and forth on Cincy and hating on him. I wasn't that impressed with Cincinnati in week one. Why should I think that they're capable of covering a 3.5 against a Jags team that I told you I have winning the AFC South this year?
The one big difference with them was obviously their run defense, but they were going up against one of the worst offensive lines in football with Dylan Sampson. I want to see him against a decent run-blocking offensive line as good as Travis Etienne looks. If they hold him down, I will start believing that Cincinnati found a way to improve their run defense, which was such a problem for them last year. So, yeah, I don't hate that one. All right. What else you got?
Other lock, Arizona -6.5 in their game. We were talking about this one for our Circa Millions and trying to figure out if you think that there's a possibility of the Carolina Panthers covering or not. Now, Bryce Young did not look good whatsoever.
He looked bad.
Was that who he is, or was the final 8 games where he was clutch what he is? So what happened there? Was that just trying to get Tet McMillan involved? They don't have Adam Thielen anymore. Dave Canales obviously is on the hot seat if things go south this year. But the latest line on this game has the Carolina Panthers as 6.5-point underdogs. I do like Arizona to cover the 6.5. People will point to the Saints last week and Spencer Rattler nearly coming back and covering. Remember, they had a chance in the end zone to tie the game. They did not. Arizona covered the 6.5 last week against Spencer Rattler. This go-around, it's Bryce Young. I don't think it's a huge difference overall for Arizona in terms of their defensive performance, but I think we'll see Kyler Murray and company actually have a little more success than they did last week.
I will say I'll feel significantly better about my Arizona Cardinals pick to win the NFC West. If they start 2-0 Gold, I'll feel pretty good about that. Kyler does not. Do you have any idea why? We talk about average quarterbacks in the NFL all the time. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, I don't feel like nearly enough people just put Kyler in that range. It doesn't mean you're going to lose a bunch of games.
No,
I'm saying he is an average NFL quarterback. I think it's like more on the negative end. they don't even lump him in with the guys, Gold, that I think are just average NFL quarterbacks that people are happy to have on their teams. They talk about him like he's somehow in a lower tier than that.
Because it's easy to forget about him.
He's a perfectly fine quarterback, though. Yeah, that might be it. But, like, I just feel like, Drew, he gets lumped in with guys that are way worse than him. He gets lumped in with the Trevor Lawrences of the world. And he has statistically been significantly better than guys like that.
Yeah, I just think they'll be able to protect Kyler Murray better than they did last week against the Saints. The Saints' defensive front, even though the team we don't think is any good, their defensive front still has Cam Jordan. They still have, to me, some playmakers. Last week, the Cardinals gave up 4+ sacks. Actually, I think they got sacked 5 times by the Saints, and they won. They were, prior to that, anytime Kyler Murray had been sacked 4 more times, they were 0-11. So they won a game in which he actually got sacked a bunch. I actually view that as a positive.
Yeah, I do too.
Finding ways to win. So anyway, and then the last one, we're going to talk about it all show. The Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes as a home dog, +1.5. Mahomes has only been a home dog one other time at home in his career in 68 starts, and that was against the Bills in 2022, and they did lose outright 24-20. I just, out of principle, if I get Mahomes with points at Arrowhead in a season opener, and after a game in which, to me, there was just a lot of communication errors on defense, now they have a full week to prepare without knowing they're not going to have Worthy, we think. We'll find out officially later on today, maybe. This, to me, is a spot I have to take the Chiefs getting points.
I'm with you, even though, like, I would point out, the one time that he was a home dog, they were right. Like, they were correct in making him a home dog. But at the same time, while that's true, it's like, what kind of sample size is that, dude? That's literally one game. So, like, I can't make my betting advice based on that. I can make my betting advice knowing that the Chiefs win almost all their games and almost all their home games in the course of his career. So, honestly, Gold, we're pretty aligned on this. You know, oftentimes, I don't just say it just because you and I are in there. We're relatively aligned. Arizona, I'd probably just avoid, but the other two I like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.